This is The Sound of Science with Sam Hollick and Penny Sarche.
In this show, Professor Kay Davis discusses her groundbreaking progress in treating muscular dystrophy. But first, here are the headlines.
A vaccine has been developed that protects monkeys from the monkey form of HIV. The vaccine consisted of a harmless long-lived virus containing some additional genes from the simian immunodeficiency virus. As this carrier virus was long-lived, it stimulated the immune system into being more responsive, and half of the monkeys vaccinated were then protected. It is hoped that further work will boost the immune system in more monkeys and could potentially inform vaccines for human HIV.
A new test has been developed that can detect differences in consciousness. When a person is in a coma, they can be either in a fully vegetative or a minimally conscious state. However, it is difficult for doctors to reliably distinguish between the two conditions. An electroencephalogram scans the brain whilst it is played an unfamiliar sequence of changing tones. All healthy and coma state brains respond to this sequence by sending a message from their temporal cortex, the region of the brain that processes sounds, to their frontal cortex, the area responsible for thinking. In healthy and minimally conscious people, the frontal cortex was seen to then send an answering message back to the temporal cortex. In fully vegetative brains, however, a second message was not sent. Whilst this could form the basis of newer, more accurate tests for determining the severity of a coma and the likelihood of a patient recovering, this discovery also hints at the neurological basis of human consciousness.
Seals have been found to have highly sensitive whiskers to help them hunt in murky waters. A seal was trained to recognise the wake left behind several mechanical paddles. Then, wearing a blindfold and headphones, it was able to distinguish the wakes of familiar and unfamiliar paddles of various shapes and sizes. A digital analysis of the flow of water in the same wakes was able to identify the information that the seal could pick up. This included the width of the wake, the velocity of the flow, and the size of vortices in the flow. The researchers suggest that this information allows the seal to distinguish different fish and decide which are worth hunting.
Research taking place at Oxford University has discovered a possible treatment for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. I spoke to Kay Davis, who led the research.
Duchenne muscular dystrophy is the most common genetic cause of muscular dystrophy that affects males. And these boys go into a wheelchair at 11 or 12 and die in their late 20s. There is no effective treatment, so steroids is perhaps the treatment that's mostly used. Respiratory support, which is why they now live in their late 20s instead of living to their late teens. But there's nothing that stops the relentless progression of the muscular dystrophies. They all are going to a wheelchair at 11 or 12.
The research team focused on finding a pill that could treat the disease in mice by replacing the missing protein that causes the illness with a similar protein.
We discovered, well, some years ago now, a protein that is very similar to the protein that's missing, and it's not produced in sufficient amounts. So what we're trying to do is to find a small drug that can increase the levels of this related protein. So if you could pop a pill, at least, you might be able to compensate in some way for the lack of the protein that's missing. It works perfectly in mice. The problem is that doesn't necessarily mean it works perfectly in humans. So in collaboration with a biotechnology company that was founded through the university, Summit PLC, they developed the drug and we tested it in the mice. And it does increase the levels of this protein. And so what we're trying to do is now take it through to the clinic in DMD patients.
There are no effective cures for Duchenne muscular dystrophy, so this finding could be of huge significance for treating the disease. However, Professor Davis says it could take a couple of years to optimise the pill for humans.
This is a proof of principle. First, it shows that this approach will work, and if it works in humans even a little bit, we can find a better drug that'll, you know, it's a first in class, and then hopefully we can get the really good drug that'll do it.
That's all from us. Join us again next time for more science news.